Bonjour et merci de voler des liens aériens de Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Corona. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, how you doing tonight?
Good.
I heard you mention that your wife is Catholic on one of your programs.
Yes, she is.
I heard you talking the other night about Christmas and Christmas preparation, and I wanted just to check in on a story that's going on kind of every year. It's like a continual thing at our home. My wife is Catholic. I am also Christian, but I'm not practicing Catholic. I was raised in Foursquare Gospel, and I became Pentecostal, and now I'm just a mainstream Christian.
Do you guys go to church together? Just out of curiosity, my wife, likes it when I go to Mass with her, and that's fine. I was raised Catholic. I can't say that I'm a practicing Catholic, but I do go to Mass with her. Do you go to Mass with your wife?
On occasion, I have. I don't make a habit out of it because we've never felt it's important for us to necessarily worship together so long as we do worship. But this time of year, it's particularly difficult if you live with a practitioner of the Catholic faith because there are... I don't know. There's just a few things that they believe in that are difficult for me to explain to my children.
Are the kids raised Catholic? That's another curiosity that I have.
Yes, they are. They do go to a Catholic school, but they're very young, and so it's tough for them to grasp, I guess, a lot of the concepts of Christianity and Catholicism. And I had asked her in the past how the Catholics can explain Immaculate Conception and the birth of Jesus, because today is the anniversary of the Immaculate Conception. And the birth of Jesus is on December 25th. And I've had the problem with my wife that she doesn't have the guts to admit that the whole Immaculate Conception, the birth of Jesus, couldn't have taken place because if the Immaculate Conception took place in December and the birth of Jesus took place in December, then that means that there is a gestation period of 1 year or 3 weeks apart, you know.
And today is what? I'm not even aware of it. Today was what?
Today is a holy day of obligation called Immaculate Conception.
So today is the day that Catholics believe is the day that the Virgin Mary did conceive Jesus.
That is correct. And we also know that Jesus' birthday takes place in December. How can you conceive a child in December and then turn around and have the child in December? Either you have a 12-month gestation, or you have a 12-month gestation or 3-week gestation. You know, so that's one where she simply does not have the guts to admit that the whole Immaculate Conception and birth of Jesus thing is difficult in terms of the Catholic faith.
And well, is it really, really important to believe the specific dates? Or
well, it's not just that, but around Christmas time is the time when Catholics celebrate the Immaculate Conception. And every Christmas, my wife likes to stick it in and break it off about the virgin birth.
And when you say your wife is sticking it in and breaking it off, what do you mean?
Well, what I'm saying is that she loves to stick it in and break it off about the fact that the Mother of God obviously is a woman, and she didn't need no man to have Jesus. So my wife, every Christmas, for as long as we've been married, and we've been married now 18 years, she loves to stick it in and break it off about how Mary didn't need no man to have her baby, that her baby is the Son of God, which makes Mary the Mother of God, and that essentially men are not as necessary, I guess you'd say, as a lot of us like to think that we are. And every year she sticks it in and breaks it off, you know, about that. And I've told her that I think, you know, if you can explain about the Immaculate Conception and about the birth of Jesus being 1 month away or 12 months away, then she can stick it in and break it off about the Virgin Mary, and I don't think it's fair.
And that, you have this conversation every year?
Yes, I do. And it's one of the problems you have when you have two different faiths in a family, my wife being Catholic and I'm just a fundamentalist Christian, is you do have these philosophical debates. And her being Catholic, it just seems to me she likes to stick it in and break it off about the Virgin Mary not needing no man. And every year, it just keeps coming up. and it is a philosophical debate that I think is very, very unnecessary.
Well, you know, if you have serious, and you're saying that she's sticking it in, she's sticking it in and breaking it off.
Well, she does. I mean, because in my wife's mind, it is a major statement for women to say that Mary did not need a man in order for her to conceive the Son of God, the greatest man who ever walked the face of the earth. It was not necessary for Mary to couple with a man in order to conceive that. So she loves to stick it in, twist it, and then break it off about that. And
what do you mean she's sticking it in, twisting it, and breaking it off?
Well, I thought...
Are you saying that it hurts?
Yes, sir, it does hurt very much. It hurts very deeply. I think it would hurt any man to have that, continually have that shoved in his face, that Mary didn't need no man, that the Son of God was conceived without the aid of a man, that the Son of God came onto this earth and walked this earth, and Joseph would not know necessary at all, except that he was his father.
Yes, he was his... You know, the thing about Joseph was he was his father, he was his teacher, he taught the young Jesus a craft. I don't think that that's sticking it in and breaking it off. And
no, she sticks it in, twists it, and then breaks it off.
And so what you're saying is your wife's constant yearly harping about Mary not needing a man in order to conceive the Son of God is a extremely hurtful thing, because you're talking about her sticking it in, twisting it, and breaking it off.
Yes, sir, and she knows that. So I have brought up the fact about the Immaculate Conception.
And that's your way of getting back at her?
Well, no, not that I want to get back at her, but I'll show her the inconsistency. If Immaculate Conception took place in December, then how can he have been born in December? That's 12 months apart, see? I'm not sticking it in, twisting it, and breaking it off, though. My wife sticks it in and breaks it off on the conversation about, you know, Jesus not, or I should say, you know, Mary not needing a man.
Okay. What is your name, sir?
Phil, my name is Steve Bozell. I listen to your program on occasion here in Corona.
Well, I got a couple of, at least I got one lady in Camarillo with an answer to this, so hold the line here. Camarillo, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I just wanted to correct the man on the phone that the Immaculate Conception isn't when Jesus was conceived by Mary. Immaculate Conception celebrates when Mary was conceived by her mother. So that explains the timing.
I'm sorry. I had no idea. I'm not.
That's okay.
Is that
glad to correct you, though. That's about
ma'am.
It.
Are you Catholic, ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much for that information. So that was when Mary was conceived by her mother, okay?
All right. That is tremendous. But that still doesn't explain why my wife keeps sticking it in and breaking it off about, you know, Mary having a virgin birth. And
I don't know. You keep saying that she's sticking it in and breaking it off because she's holding it into your face.
She keeps jamming it into my face that Mary did not need no man. And what that lady's phone call just did is she's taken away all the ammunition that I used against my wife, and now I got no more ammunition, okay? So that when my wife sticks it in, twists it, and breaks it off about, you know, women being, you know, that Mary didn't need no man, and then I come back and I say, okay, why don't you answer me this? How come the conception took place in December? He gets born in December. Now that lady calls up and says that didn't take place at all. That leaves me without my ammunition. See what I'm saying? So,
well, I know that you are in some pain about your wife mentioning every year, hey, what does she do? Does she say, hey, Steve?
No, she says, you know, Merry Christmas, honey, and you know this is, you know what time of year this is, and I will generally, I'll be at breakfast or something, I'll look down, I'll go, yes, I know what time of year it is. She'll say, this is the time of year when a woman gave birth to the Son of God, and she didn't need no man to do it. And she'll turn right back around and keep on making waffles, and all I do, and I'm staring at her because she's, my wife is heavy, and I love her very deeply, but she's heavy. So she turns around, she kind of waves a spatula at me and says, this is the time of year when a woman didn't even need no man to have a kid. Then she turns her big fat rear end at me and continues doing the Farmer John. And to me...
That's what you call sticking it in, twisting it, and breaking it off.
That is exactly correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do, very deeply, sir. I think a lot, being married to a Catholic is very tough.
Okay, hold the line here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Wait a second, that lady who called from Camarillo is wrong. Immaculate Conception is when Mary conceived Jesus. Because Mary wasn't conceived immaculately. No, she wasn't. That woman in Camarillo is, well, she was calling from Camarillo. She's nuts. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Sticking it in, twisting it, and breaking it off.
That is correct, sir.
This hurts you an awful lot that your wife reminds you every Christmas that Mary conceived the Son of God without the need of a man.
Well, I think that it hurts me.
Do you think your wife is sadistic? Do you think your wife loves you? I mean,
I think my wife loves me, Mr. Henry. I think that it is part of there's some aspect to her personality that she takes a great deal of joy in being sadistic. I think a lot of women do. I think if you look at women who have suffered, and admittedly, I think a lot of women have suffered a great deal at the hands of society and at the hands of men. But have they suffered so deeply that they have to go the route that my wife goes every Christmas, swinging around and saying, and you know, Steve, this is the time of year we celebrate the birth of a man whose mother didn't need a man to conceive him. And I sit there, and I feel the pain of that. I can feel her sticking it in. I can feel her twisting it, and I can feel her breaking it off. You know, it just...
That makes you emotional, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay, and it's a little bit, kind of escapes me a little bit, but let's get some more phone conversation here. By the way, I just talked to a guy who says that the Immaculate Conception ain't got nothing to do with Mary. It's got everything to do with Jesus' conception. Here's Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yes, I think that you're right. The Immaculate Conception has nothing to do with Mary. It has everything to do with Jesus.
That's what I thought, sir.
Yes. And that lady is wrong that told you that. I don't know where she got that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of these women who love to stick it in and twist it.
Yeah, but Jesus himself was a man.
Yes, sir.
And that's the biggest ammunition you should have with your wife.
Well, I remind her that. I say that the man, you know, Jesus was the Son of God, and that was a man. And she says, but in order for him to be on this earth, it took a woman and only a woman. And that's the part right there when she says it took a woman and only a woman. That's the part where she sticks it in and twists it.
Yes, I understand that.
See what I'm saying?
That shouldn't really hurt you because it was something, it was a miracle. It was something miraculous. And it was planted in her stomach by God.
I mean, it must have been some kind of a plan of God's to have that happen, sir.
Well, he had to be born without the seed of Adam.
The original.
To be able to redeem the loss of the earth by Adam.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand that. As a Christian, I understand that. Are you a Christian?
Yes.
What? If you don't mind, tell me, what country are you from? Because you sound like you might come from another country. So.
Yes, I'm from Puerto Rico.
Oh, you come from America. You're just from Puerto Rico.
Yes.
That's like being from America.
I speak Spanish.
Yeah, that's like being from America. It's an American territory.
No, it's not totally like it, but it's...
Yeah, it's an American territory. It's fine. Yeah.
All right. Well, then, you know, as a Christian, we believe in, and I believe in Jesus and everything. It's just that when she says, when she turns around, I got to tell you something. I don't know what your name is, but I don't know if you have
Jerry.
A wife. I'm sorry?
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. My wife turns around, waves her spatula in my face, and she says, Steve, this is the time of year where Mary didn't need no man to conceive the Son of God. Then she swings around with her big fat rear end.
Well, you see, I'm a former Catholic, and I know where she's coming from. It's a lot of pride.
Doesn't it eat away at you, though, when somebody with a big fat rear end on them is trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The only thing I can tell you is read the Matthew chapter 5, and there are more inconsistencies in the Catholic Church than just the Immaculate Conception.
Hey, and Steve, one other thing you might do, if you want to stick it in, twist it, and break it off. I can't get over that.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. If you want to get it back at your wife, tell her. How many kids do you have?
We have two. I got a daughter and a son.
Okay.
Exactly.
Tell your wife that she wouldn't have her beautiful daughter and her beautiful son if it wasn't for you.
Oh, I do that. And she says, you know, that don't hurt as bad.
I said, I have to break it off. I have to go.
You got to break what off?
No, I have to.
He's got
to
go.
I have to go right now.
Thank you for your call, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so you tell your wife that it wouldn't for you. She wouldn't have her two kids.
Yeah, she says that don't hurt as bad as it hurt me when she says that Mary didn't need no man. So while I'm trying to stick it in and twist it, she laughs that off. She said it don't hurt near as bad as the way she sticks it in, twists it, and breaks it off in me. And
well, you know, I got to keep going back to this whole thing about the fact that your wife reminds you that it took only a woman to give birth to the Son of God as being her sticking it in. And how'd you...
Sticks it in, twists it, and I will say twists it very, you know, severely, and then busts it off.
Sticks it in, twists it, and breaks it off.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
You really feel the pain of that. I'm awfully sorry. Now, I will get back to the whole idea of the Immaculate Conception, too, because perhaps you do have some ammunition.
Well, I heard the person say that Jesus was conceived in December and was born in December. Now, it had nothing to do with Mary. And that's the way that I might get back at her.
Well, when you get back at her about the Immaculate Conception and the birth of Jesus, would you call that twisting it? And
it's not sticking it in. I don't know if I'd call it twisting it. See, my wife is not happy unless I'm bleeding from... You know, quite literally, my wife is not happy unless I'm bleeding. You know, forgive me for saying it, but she wants to see me bleed anally. And all she can do is remind me of these things and remind me of these things over and over and over and over and over and over again until I, you know, I feel...
Gets you angry, doesn't it?
It gets me so very, very angry. Yes, sir, it does.
All right, here is Corona on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to comment about the other guy from Corona calling. He might want to point out to his wife that I don't think anywhere in the Bible does it say that Jesus was born in December. Mm. I think that's a month that man just created over the years in order to celebrate, you know, a time of the year when they can celebrate his birth.
Well, but that's the ammunition I got if they have the Immaculate Conception in December, see?
Right. Well, like I said, I don't think in the Bible does it say that the Immaculate Conception occurred in December or that Jesus was born in December.
Well, that's one of those deals the Catholics make that up, you know.
Yeah.
They do.
Well.
And yet she can stick it in and bust it off.
Right. Well,
I'll tell you, it's just not fair.
And there's also several places in the Bible where it talks about the need for a woman having a man and the need for a man having a woman. You might have her read Psalms.
Yeah, all I have her read Corinthians on how she got to do what I tell her, but she don't do what I tell her, and then she breaks it off.
Phil Hendry Show.
Fortune Cookie.
Well, every show, 1-800-449-8686. And a gentleman from Corona, California, and we'll get to some other phone calls. We're having an interesting discussion here. You know, we're going back and forth on this. The Immaculate Conception, is that Mary conceiving Jesus, or was it Mary's parents conceiving her? And through all of that, the gentleman that I have on the line in Corona uses what he thinks is the Immaculate Conception of Jesus, the conception of Jesus by Mary, as ammunition against his wife, who every Christmas says to him, "Hey, honey, you know this is the time of the year that a woman didn't need a man." And I can understand, sir, how that might sound a little bit angry, you know?
Yes, sir.
How Mary didn't need a man to conceive of Jesus. But you are hurt so deeply.
Well, it does hurt. And
you have used the term, every year my wife sticks it in, breaks it off, and...
Still, she sticks it in, turns it, and breaks it off. And
yeah, she's sticking it in.
Well, sir, if you find it funny, I don't know what to say.
I find it funny that you guys are having this discussion every... Your wife is sticking it in...
She sticks it in, twists it, and breaks it off.
And meaning it's really hurtful.
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is. They have my wife, who's a Catholic, trying to tell me I'm a Christian, you understand? Then I got a Catholic telling me how this is going to go. I got a Catholic telling me how what time I'm going to get out of bed. I got a Catholic telling me. She corkscrews that son of a bitch. I mean, I'm not talking about just sticks it in. She twists it as it goes in and then snaps it off. All about Mary. All about how she didn't need a man. All about how it was immaculate conception. All about this. All about that. It is the most incredible thing you've ever heard in your life, and I can tell you that it is very, very hurtful.
Okay, here is Dallas on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I just wanted to tell that poor man he needs to get some help because he's setting himself up for this abuse. And now he's crying and he wants someone else to resolve it.
Oh, how am I setting myself up for abuse?
Well, because you're putting up with this for 18 years.
18 years, every year. Can you believe it?
Does this feel like love to you? Do you feel loved by this woman?
Not if she's sticking it in and twisting it.
No,
well,
she's busting it off. She sticks it in and breaks
it. That's all you keep saying over and over again, but what are you doing to change it?
Well, I got two kids. I don't know what I can do when a woman sticks it in and breaks it off.
See, you are setting up your own circle.
Yeah. If you don't
How
do
old
so.
How are your children?
I have one who's, I got a daughter who's 9 and my son's 11.
Well, what kind of image are you presenting to them that this is the way a man acts?
Well, wait a second. What kind of image is my wife presenting to her
when
she sticks it in and turns it?
The only person you can change is you.
Have you ever stuck it in a man and broken it off?
No.
Why do you keep talking about sticking it in and breaking it off, man?
Because, I'll tell you why. Because my wife gets some perverse pleasure out of seeing me bleed rectally.
And you're allowing it. Why are you allowing it? You're waiting for her to change, and the only one that can change is you.
Are you talking about literally bleeding? The way, I mean, what are...
How about some Kotex?
Ma'am, I'm really, I need help.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
What can I do?
But you're not getting it.
What can I do? I'm asking you. I'm asking you as an intelligent woman.
You go within and you ask you. You ask the God within you.
You're not helping. You're not helping me. My wife will stick it in and bust it off on me. She's not helping me.
All right. Thank you for your call there in Dallas, Wichita, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, dude. I just want to tell you, man, why? Don't let her get to you. I mean, God, so she said it. My wife's Catholic, too.
Oh, man.
You know, it's no big deal. So that's...
No
you
big
can't argue
deal.
Religion with anybody.
Every...
What you believe is what you believe. Who cares what anybody else believes?
Well,
why do you even let it bother you?
Why is she always saying it? Oh, hey, Mary...
Well, who gives a crap what she says? They're just words.
Dude, you're not whipped, are you?
Yeah, that's what I'm... Who, me?
You're PW?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Well, how come you don't stand up for your religious beliefs?
Because everybody has their own religious beliefs. You can't argue religion with anybody, and you can't argue politics.
It's your wife shouldn't be doing that, though.
Well, yeah.
Well, what, are you two guys caving in?
No, I ain't caving in, but I just don't even bother.
I don't discuss.
Put yourself above it to where it doesn't bother you. She ain't gonna do it anymore. That's just like when you were a little kid. Did you pick on somebody?
No, sir, I never tried
to
do that.
Okay, did you get picked on?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Did you see kids getting picked on?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, well, what did their daddies usually tell them? Just ignore them, right?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Okay, they end up stopping, don't they?
My daddy else told me, I mean, if they start it, you finish it.
Well, yeah, that's what my dad told me, that's what I live by.
But I'll tell you this much. Now, I don't know if you ever had a woman stick it in you.
No.
Okay, so you don't know.
Are you talking literally or figuratively?
I'm talking figuratively. I'm talking about how she loves...
People do that every day. I mean, everybody gets... Everybody's crap every day. I mean, it's a fact of life.
Well, what do you do when you got a wife who wants to see you anally bleed because of the whole Jesus thing, because of her saying that...
If your wife's being cruel to you, let me interrupt. If she's really being cruel to you, you need to have a serious discussion with her about what is it that you're trying to do, okay?
Well, yeah, I mean, why...
Has your woman ever made you bleed? Either one of you gentlemen, has your woman ever made you bleed for Jesus?
No, because I don't let it bother me that much.
I feel like so many of the stories that I've seen in the Bible about the martyrs, I know that Paul was stoned to death, I know Jesus was nailed to a cross, and now I have to bleed for Jesus.
And, oh, come
please,
on, pal.
Don't bleed to your wife.
Don't
why did
get...
your wife marry you then?
I don't know, to abuse me.
Why did you marry your wife?
I married my wife because I thought she'd make a good mother and wife to me.
Well, then that's all that matters. It don't matter what your religion is, hell. I mean,
I'm so tired of bleeding.
Well, oh, cut it out.
What bother you, dude?
What are you bothering about it, man? I'm tired of bleeding.
Don't fret over it. I mean,
she sticks it in so far. Yeah,
whatever.
I'll tell you, she shoves it up there so far I can taste it.
Well, then, when she says that to you, say, that's cool. Have a nice day. I'm going to work.
Absolutely. And if she says to you, you know, this is the day that Mary didn't need a man to...
Well, say, you ain't Mary.
That's a good thing to say.
Yeah.
I told her what you said, Mr. Henry. I told her that you needed a man for our two kids. And she goes, doesn't hurt me at all.
That's fine. I don't want it to hurt you.
You don't want it to hurt her. You want it to just remind her of if she's sadistic...
She's shoving it up there.
Well...
Way up there.
I'm telling you, dude, just don't let it bother you.
You can't let it bother you.
Stop.
You got to let it just, you got to just relax.
Oh, I should. In other words, what you're saying is I should relax and let her slide it up there even deeper.
No, just
no.
Say, okay, honey, that's fine. I got to go to work. I'll see you tomorrow. And go home. Don't come home. Go have a beer somewhere.
You know what she did to me? It was on Sunday morning. You know what she said to me?
What?
Because it was Advent Sunday, which is the beginning of the Christmas season. She says, do you know what today is? I said, I don't know. She said, it's the day I stick it in, bust it off.
Say,
I'd stick it in and bust it off today.
Say, well, oh, I'm so happy.
Say, baby,
you.
That's going to feel real good. And I also have to tell you, thank you, sir, for your call from Wichita tonight. I also have to say to you, if your wife is getting that sadistic, then you need some marital counseling, sir.
You really feel so?
Yes, sir.
I can remember her saying it. I can remember her words. It's stick it in and break it off day, Steve. Stick it in and break it off day, Steve. Go ahead and bend over. Grab both legs on the table, whatever you, what have you. Because I'm going to put it so far up there, my friend, you can brush your teeth with it. And it hurts me very much.
Well, I think you need some marital counseling if your wife is that sadistic, is all I'm saying. Let me go to Carlsbad on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that he shouldn't be calling his wife fat on the radio.
Oh, but she gets to stick it up there and break it off.
Well, but still, I think that's really mean still.
Oh,
but,
it's mean for me? I should not call her fat?
I know, but I get made fun of every single day in school, and I try my best, like, and I get talked to mean every day in school, and I try my best, like, not to get mad at that, and I try my hardest, but...
What's everybody getting mean at you for?
Just for being myself. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Are you chunky or something, or what are you saying?
No.
Well, that's really bad that people make fun of you at school for being yourself, but don't ever let that deter you from being...
You know what you should do to the kids that are mean to you?
Yeah, what?
Get a gun and shoot them. Because
what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
They shouldn't be mean to her.
Don't you ever on my show say something like that. Get a gun and shoot him. Are you still there, ma'am?
What?
Are you
still here.
That guy, he's obviously, you apologize, okay?
I'm very sorry, ma'am. I'm very sorry. I've just been under a lot of pressure. I don't mean you should go shoot nobody. I'm so sorry.
Don't you know this country's been traumatized long enough and often enough by these idiotic things? Hey, you know what you keep on doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Taylor.
Well, you should at least beat their ass.
Will you stop it? Taylor, let me tell you something. You keep being who you are because that's the genius of you.
Yeah,
you let people,
I mean,
if you
I
let
could
people,
do that to them, but
no,
I don't
no,
want,
you
I mean,
couldn't.
That'll just lower myself to their
no,
level.
If you
I'm
did that to
really...
them, then you end your life. Then your life is over. Okay, if you beat their ass, then you're in jail, and now you have problems. You know what?
Yeah.
And you continue to be the person that you are because that will be the genius that you exhibit later on in your life. Okay.
What's this got to do with my wife sticking it in, busting it off, and twisting it and busting it off?
Well, people stick it into me and twist it too, and it really
it
hurts my feelings. But
are they breaking it off?
Well, I don't really know what that means, but
you know, they stick it in, twist it, and then bust it off.
Well, will you forget it? Whether they stick it in, twist it, and break.
Well, do they stick it in and break it off, or do they just stick it in and twist it and break it off? Because
well, you forget
well,
about
really
it.
Make a difference. They're sticking it in.
They're sticking it in, okay? And she's having a problem. You know, you just keep being yourself there, Taylor.
Okay.
And then you're left on the floor bleeding, okay?
All right, I have to tell you one thing about the Immaculate Conception. It was where Mary was born, and the Assumption is where Jesus was conceived. I studied that in school today.
Are you out of your mind? No wonder the kids pick on you.
No, come on. Now she's saying it.
No, the assumptions when Mary got assumed up into heaven.
No, not the assumption.
The Immaculate Assumption.
The Annunciation.
The Annunciation. Could you say that again and enunciate? I'm just making a joke.
Enunciation.
I know, I'm just making a joke. No, I think that...
Well, for a guy who's got it stuck in him, twisted and busted off, you're having a good time, huh?
Well, I'm trying to get by. I'm trying to just have a good time, yeah.
Even though I hang out with the dorky kids, I mean, they're nice to me. They don't...
Hey, the dorky kids are the dorky kids, Taylor, are the ones that go on to become Steven Spielberg. The dorky kids are the ones that go on to become Thomas Edison. The dorky kids are the ones that go on to become Bill Gates. Are you aware of that?
My brother's popular, but I get a lot better grades than him because I study more and I hang out with the dorky kids.
Katharine Graham, Bill Gates, you name the great people in our society, they were dorky kids, okay?
Mm-hmm. What about Larry Zonka?
Who?
What about Larry Zonka?
Bet you he wasn't no dork.
I guess not. Yeah, Larry Zonka. Okay, he was one guy that wasn't a dork. Anyway, Taylor, keep going, kid. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Just don't let him stick it in and twist it. And by the way, Taylor?
Yes?
Forget about what Mr. Andrews said. Go beat somebody's ass.
Never mind.
I don't need.
Thanks a lot for calling. Go beat someone's ass. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Get back to Steve in Corona, and you've heard a lot of good advice here this evening, Steve. But your wife around Christmas time reminding you that it was a woman who conceived of Jesus and she didn't need the help of a man. Is any of this and people telling you, well, why don't you consider the source? You know,
yeah, Phil, it's easy, I think, for people to say, you know, consider the source. And I do appreciate everyone's input, but when you have a wife who has a sense of humor or a manner that is so sadistic that she'll walk into the room, and I have actually seen her do this. She'll walk into the room and she's pulling a rubber glove on, just, you know, to be, I guess, cruel.
And she's doing what?
My wife will walk into the room with a big smile on her face, pulling on one of those doctor's rubber gloves, as if she's going to, you know, check my prostate or something, or stick it up there and break it off. I'll tell you, I mean...
Well, then she's sadistic, man, and she's got a sick sense of humor. And you should tell her, stop, okay?
Yeah, all right. Last year, in my stocking, and she had it sticking out the top, KY jelly, as a joke. And she had rubber gloves in hers. This is the kind of thing...
Well, then she's sadistic, and you should tell her to stop. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
I think Phil needs to leave his wife. That's just all I gotta say.
You think Phil should or Steve should?
Oh God, I'm sorry, Steve.
Well, I've been married to her for 18 years.
Mm-hmm. Has she been messing with you like this for 18 years?
Every Christmas.
Okay, then you either need to take control of this and say, look, you stop or I leave.
How about some counseling?
Counseling would work too.
So, in other words, I'm not imagining this.
Basically, yeah.
Are you married to her?
No.
I mean, I'm just wondering. A lot of people laugh when I tell them. I'll tell my friends that my wife walked into the room the other day pulling on a rubber glove.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, that's funny. I say, well, it hurts me. If a woman walked into the room pulling on a rubber glove, what would you think?
I think I'd be kind of scared.
Right, because she's going to anally, you know, probe or...
Okay, I think we get the idea.
All right, well, how would you feel?
Like I said, I'd feel a bit weird.
Weird? Imagine being married to that.
I don't think I could. I think I would have left a long time ago. I would have said, nah, this isn't going to happen.
This is not going to happen.
I'm not going to let you do this to me. You may think you're stronger than I am, but you're not. That's just what I would have said.
I mean, you got a wife who is terrorizing you by walking around the house pulling on rubber gloves as if she's going, you know, as if...
Stick it up there.
As if she's going to stick it in, as you say, and break it off. you have to take charge of this situation, okay? And this man is saying the same. You've probably stayed with her 17 Christmases too long.
I love her, though.
How can you love her? She's terrorizing you, sticking it in and breaking it off, walking around with a rubber glove, putting Vaseline in your stocking, talking about, I mean, God, man, how can you live this way?
I don't know. Just around Christmas, that's all.
So she doesn't do it the rest of the year?
No, just around Christmas. I mean, would you guys put up with a woman stick, you know, just putting on a rubber glove just one time a year?
Not if it was meant to torment me for the entire rest of the year.
It's only one month out of 12. She's got the Vaseline, rubber glove. She's even got one of those things that doctors wear, those bands around their head, like those reflecting things.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got one of those stools that rolls around on the floor. She says, okay, Steve. You know, like she's my urologist or something.
But she's trying to terrorize you, and for that one time that she does it, she's getting you for a whole year worth of torment. She doesn't have to torment you the rest of the year. She knows you're going to be worrying about this one month for the entire year.
Well, it does coincide with my, you know, urological exam. And that's the only thing, but sticking it in and breaking it off, my man, you don't want that, do you? Do you? All right.
You don't either, do you?
I don't know. Sometimes it feels pretty good, but, you know.
Let's swim to the moon. Uh-huh. Let's climb through the tide.
Stick it in and break it off.
Penetrate the evening that the city sleeps too high. Let's swim out tonight, love. It's our time to try. Heart beside the ocean on our moonlight.
Basically heard us do a whole hour of radio relying on the phrase stick it in and break it off.
Let's swim to the moon. Let's fly to the tide.
You're out of material, man.
Surrender to the waiting worlds and laugh against our side. Nothing left open and no time to decide.